Blog Talk Radio.
Prepared to upload it though into my playlist. It just didn't happen, so hopefully I'll be able to share Bearded Lady with you on Friday. And that's my mama's birthday too, 82nd birthday. And we're going to talk about I'm going to talk about recipes the basics, dressing, how to make the perfect turkey. And I know you how to make the perfect turkey, and also giblet gravy. And you don't have to use giblet when you make the gravy. You can use, you know, sometimes Mom and I, when we make a gravy, or Mom, we not still use the giblet. But, you know, giblet gravy was popular for Thanksgiving. You can use turkey meat. You can use chicken. You can use whatever to make that perfect gravy. But I will be sharing the giblet gravy recipe with you guys and ladies and everyone. But thank you. Welcome to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, because of Shock and the Tim Reports. And feel free to call. Chat room is open. And we're talking shopping. You know, that's a fun thing for me to talk about. I love to talk about shopping. Don't do much of it, but I'm looking forward to doing more. I window shopped yesterday like nobody's business. And I'm telling you, there are some awesome things. So visit your, you know, shop online. But visit your local businesses, the standing and the shopping centers and malls. Go out and go amongst and see what's happening and what's popular, and talk to salespeople. I was amazed at the salespeople that approached me and offered and suggested items. Because even when we do browse and window shop, you know what? People in retail know that, especially during this season, they know we're scoping things out. I know a lot of us are showrooming, which I hear is a new term that's been added to Webster's Dictionary. Showrooming is when you browse your favorite stores and then go back online and shop for a better deal online. But, you know, when we're window shopping and showrooming, the retailers know we're going to make the purchase eventually. And so I was amazed. I must commend the salespeople that I talked with them yesterday that knew I was window shopping. But you know what? You never know. And I would suggest some nice items I definitely would go back and get. And on my own, I found a designer top in Dillard's that was, I'm talking about, awesome Calvin Klein blouse. And a regular price in the hundreds. Marked down literally to $34. And there were other items too, but this was something that I love personally for myself. $34. So, you know, if you're shopping at wherever we shop at, we can always find deals. If it's our favorite discount retailers, Kmart, Walmart, Target, or our favorite department stores like Dillard's and Belk and Macy's and Bloomingdale's, we can always find that great find. And even a salesperson suggested to me an awesome pair of pants that's only exclusively sold in Dillard's. I worked at Dillard's before, also in the late 90s. But in Dillard's, they're like slimming pants. And I am so glad that she showed those to me, because they're good for women of all sizes, you know, from small to extra large, you know, really. But let's go ahead and talk. What I have in the description is, it is always fun to talk shopping, but it is not always easy to shop for others, especially our significant others, whether they're our lover, our partner, our spouse, our girlfriend, boyfriend, even those that we just are, you know, just dating. A lot of us are just dating or getting ready to date, and maybe seeing people or are dating and not exclusive yet. You know, like on Mondays, sometimes people don't want to, you know, scare that person off, but at least want to exchange gifts or present them with a gift. So what are the secrets and strategies of finding that ultimate romantic holiday gift? But it's good to know what that person likes and enjoy, or what they want, or something that they probably would like, but they probably wouldn't buy for themselves. And I would really appreciate it if you presented to them. You know, feel free to chat and share your ideas and things that work for you, and also call in. If not, I continue on sharing information from articles and videos that I've shared amongst my social media friends. And also, holiday etiquette, I think it spooks some of us. And some of us, we just don't care, right? But holiday etiquette, you know, it's important to at least have the basics down pat when dealing with proper holiday etiquette, whether we're on date, you know, this is matters of a heart Wednesday, but it might not be a romantic date, even though that's what we're focused on. It might be a business date, a business engagement, or a lunch date, or breakfast date, or whatever. But what's the perfect holiday etiquette when pertaining to dates? And when you're at home, also sometimes we're very comfortable at home, and see all the etiquette go straight out the door. even gifts, like, oh, you know, when you sometimes when we tell people. You're at home when you're here. That's exactly how they treat things. and also when we're dining out in office and or work-related events, how do we handle those etiquette things? Some of us just go with the flow, right, and pray things work out for the best. I know. And then there's the hot topics and the current events that we'll do our best to talk about because it's always something hot. To discuss, but save the number 714-409-0614. I know I'm a fan of a lot of shows here on blogtalkradio.com, and 360 Relationships is one. I'm be sure not to miss Tiffany Williams Jello's show on Thursday night. Her show will be about second time virginity, and she's an awesome show. And waiting for marriage to have sex again. You know, so that should be very interesting. I believe it's part two. Part one was last Thursday night. So thank you, Tiffany, for your invite. But again, perfecting holiday etiquette and shopping for romantic holiday gifts are the topics, and also any other topics that you want to discuss. I know talking about relationships, George Zimmerman, all over the news regarding domestic violence towards his pregnant girlfriend. That's not a good look. That's not good at all. And, you know, whoa. That's scary, isn't it? It's definitely scary. But thank you for tuning in to Matters of the Heart. Happy holidays. Unbelievable Thanksgiving Day is next week. Monday, I did not talk about sports. I want to shout out those New Orleans Saints. You guys know this. And the entire NFL, to be honest, I just want to shout out my favorite teams, the Cowboys, the Pelicans, and the Mavericks, which the Pelicans will be hosting an event, you guys know, in mid-February, the NBA All-Star Weekend. So I want to shout out the Benson family and the entire Houdet Nation and the Pelicans also. But again, I must thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. I want to send out a shout out to Master Massage. Received a sample massage from owner Joe. Big shout out to Anna. I definitely will be back. I still feel relieved from that sample massage, but I can't wait to get a full-blown massage. So a big shout-out. They're located on the upper level of North Park Mall also. So amazing, amazing. You know what? And speaking of that, that's a good idea for a present, a gift. You know what? It could be a couple's massage date. That's a good idea right there for a holiday gift. Say, hey, you know what? Because at this particular place, they give chair massages and table massages plus foot massages, foot care. And then you can get combo massages, comfortable lounge chairs, get your feet massaged, table massages. And they have the combos. Combos are like, you can get like a table massage and a foot massage. Normally they're $30 a piece, but you can get the combo for like $55. So just imagine you and your honey, your boo, your significant other, your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, or somebody, even if you're just dating this person, that is a good way to really break the ice and get really comfortable with one another. to go to a massage boutique and get that done. Honestly, I feel so relieved. But that's a good gift. That's a good gift to give to the person. Not to do it as a couple. Really good. Good, you know, not bad at all. So, but I want to shout that business out because that was amazing. That was an awesome sample massage, and they didn't have to do it, honestly. But, Chris, unbelievable. Christmas is only a little over than a month away. But I want to thank you for supporting the show. Only a couple hours later than 5:30 this morning. But thank you, and those of you that have landed holiday jobs and or maybe hoping it to be permanent jobs, big shout out to you. You know, we've been continually talking about holiday, not only holiday shopping, but holiday jobs and seasonal jobs and turning them into permanent jobs. And, you know, I've been in talks myself. I won't deny that. And I'm hoping to hear good news soon regarding a job. And also a big shout out to the Avon and Mark community also, because it's always fun being an entrepreneur, and to those organizations that I volunteer with, Carol and Mississippi GOP, and I'm a new volunteer with the Coleman Foundation, but I haven't yet volunteered at my first event yet, but I keep you out in the know regarding that. But thank you again, and here are a few PSAs and a little music, and we'll come back and talk about perfecting holiday etiquette and shopping for our you know, significant others and friends.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas seals. Money raised through Christmas seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Definitely. Do something. Take care of yourself, because I am still recovering from a nasty, yucky, funky, yes, funky cold. A cough might show up, rear its ugly head during this broadcast. My apologies and excuses if that happens also, because it hadn't been anything nice with me and my surroundings the past 2 weeks, because we have been under the weather with funky colds. Thankfully, no flu. I was doing my best to keep it from turning into a flu, pneumonia, and all that stuff. But I had never been sick this early in the season, so I hope it's a been there, done that situation. Definitely don't want to deal with it anymore. Big shout out to Santa Claus, also Kris Kringle. I was on the second level, and he was on the bottom level. Even though I was in that area when I first made it to the mall, and I looked down, And Santa Claus just looked up at me with a big smile. He and this person waved at me. I took a picture and posted it also on Facebook and maybe Twitter. But big shout out to Santa. As a little girl, I always got what I asked for. And as a big little girl at age 45, I hope to get what I asked for. But you know what? I do have what I asked for. A fulfilled holiday season, celebration of a new year. You know, I might not have a man in my life. I might not have the type of money that I want. But you know what? I feel good to be able to wake up and talk to my friends that listen to the show. I thank God for the business projects that I am working on. I thank God for having the ability to drop these funky pounds and transforming my body and getting back into health. And I'm thankful for a lot of things. And so God and Santa and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ and other holidays, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa are just blessings, you know, blessings. And some of us don't have some loved ones. Some of us, I have a friend, big shout out to my friend James Purnell, up in North Mississippi, lost his mother, burying his mother this coming up Saturday. You know, some of us have to deal with emotions of loss also during this time of year, you know. So we have to deal with it. Everybody's not happy and giddy because it's the holiday season. Some people are bah humbug or like nobody's business. You know, they don't want to see it. They're ready for the new year, but they don't care less about the holiday season. And, you know, but we do have something to be thankful for regardless of what we're going through. We're all going through something happening, you know. I've had friends tell me, well, this has happened, you know what? And then I have the same stuff, different stories maybe. This happened to you. Well, you think you're going through something. Well, this is what I'm going through. Or this is what somebody else is going through. You know, we all are going through our successes and our failures, our unhappy moments. But we have to be there for one another and pray for one another and be supportive of one another. We don't have to, but it makes life better when we are. You know, and it's not easy. You know, it's not easy sometimes when you're going through your own thing. It's not, you know, but that's how it is. Yeah, I'm a big little girl. My friend in the Netherlands said I'm a big little girl. That's right. I'm growing up, most definitely. But you know what? That little girl in me that loved Christmas and loved her Barbie dolls and her Tonka trucks and loved eating butterball turkey and dressing and all that during the holiday season, she is alive and well. I'm planning on eating butterball turkey this Thanksgiving. You know, that's just part of my Thanksgiving and holiday tradition, you know. But, yeah, that little girl is always alive in me. It keeps me, and that little girl keeps me alive, to be honest. That hunger, that fearlessness, you know. The little boys and little girls in us, I mean, they do. They keep us just, you know, adventurous and eager to learn more. You know, I always want to learn something new every day. It's important. You know, some people are too caught up. And when I was a little girl, I probably was too caught up, thought I was too, you know, I was like always thinking I'm an entrepreneur. I want to be like this. I'm going to be like this. I'm going to reach certain goals when I'm an adult. You know, I had a plan. And I probably was a little too grown up when I was a little girl. And that grown woman in me was always alive. Like, yeah, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to act this way, you know. So, yeah, I don't know. I hope I'm not going through a Peter Pan syndrome, you know, like Michael Jackson, you know, some people used to say Michael Jackson was. But it's good to be. I want to be that way, to be grumpy and sad and depressed, because last year I was happy, but I also was not so happy. And when I made my work and vacay trip to Dallas, that did it. That really like sparked me, my love for that city, and to be there and spend those few days there, business school, visiting some of my favorite places, visiting new places, just in a short little a few days and started my new year off in that city really did a lot for me. I know some of you probably noticed that. It did a lot for me. So, you know, I thought I would have been back in Dallas by now, but I haven't. Hopefully I'll visit there soon, but I do plan to visit the city of New Orleans real soon in February. So I'm looking forward to that. That's another favorite city of mine. So lo and behold, that's just gonna spark me and encourage me even more, I guess. But you know, some of us are like that. There's people that we like being around that spark us or motivate us. There's cities. There's people that we communicate, like my friend in the chat room. A devoted supporter of Blog Talk Radio, and I'm glad that he loves the show and loves chatting with me. I would love it when he decides to call in so I can hear that Dutch accent of his. but it's good when we have friends on and offline and those that we meet online and then finally meet in person. I love it when I meet my online friends in person. It is so awesome all the time, you know, really. Haven't had a bad experience yet. Don't want to. I'm not superstitious, but not good. Have had some crazy, you know, all of us have had those crazy experiences with people online. But you nip that in the bud. Those are definitely people you don't want to meet in person or don't want stalking you and so on. But I'm just going on talking about different things other than what I should be talking about in this gift giving, giving that perfect gift. You don't want anybody returning your gifts and getting the money. You want them to be able to use the item that you purchased or use it together, like, for instance, the example of a massage, you know, a makeover, his and her makeover. That's a good idea, you know, or if you want your lady or your guy to maybe change his or her wardrobe just a little bit, alter it. Buy a piece that you know that he or she would love, but they may be haven't dared to do it themselves. So surprise them with an item to change, to add, to alter in their wardrobe. You know, because, you know, our wardrobe is supposed to be casual and dressy and after five and so on. So it's not like telling them to change your wardrobe, but just adding to either the casual wear or the evening wear or the Sunday's best wear attire or whatever. I say, hey, but this would be something different. Or, hey, I noticed you liked that, but I knew you would never buy it for yourself, so I decided to get it for you. And, you know, they would really light up and appreciate that, really. And talking to the salespeople, like yesterday, you know, salespeople talk to me and approach me, but it's good to, they're the experts. You know, go to them and tell them, hey, I want to buy the perfect gift. You know, give them a little backstory, and they should be, between the both of you, you should be able to get the perfect gift also. And if you can manage to get that person in the store without them knowing what you're up to, that would be good also. You know, to like spy and investigate on what they're looking at. If it's not, you know, if you're actually going in a store. But I just thought that would be something good to talk about. Okay. And, oh man, there's like a lot of stuff we're going to, but I won't. So since I don't have Bearded Lady geared up, here's Sweeter She Is, Prince Third Eye Girl.
Thanks for calling.
Y'all want to hear the blues?
Yes.
Yeah, hit the blues one time.
Okay. Had a little technical difficulty where my landline decided to cut, ran out of juice, and so now I'm on one of my Androids. But I hope that the sound is okay. Sweet as she is, Prince Third Eye Girl, amazing, amazing. Yeah, it went off right at the end of the song. So it was like, okay. I'm checking out information. Speaking of fashion advice, I'm networking with one of my favorite long-time designers. I'm talking about I've loved Anthony since the 80s when I myself was in school studying studs and marketing, fashion, merchandising, retail management, design, and all that. Matter of fact, I have like a brochure where I had received it requested information from Willie Smith and his partner. And I remember I was working on a paper in one of my fashion classes, and I chose Willie Smith to write about. And he had like just passed away because, I don't know if he had passed away. Yeah, he had just passed away. And I think his business partner name was Danny Mallett, something like that. And I called her up and talked directly with her, and she sent me like an awesome package of materials to share in my class. And since I was working at Merry-Go-Round, a common attraction store at the time, one of the top salespeople, we so really were at that time, and I went into this because Anthony worked with Willie Smith. He apprenticed with him and some other fabulous designers. So when we were talking more, but we were talking shopping, and so I was just thinking back on those days when you could, and you could still do that now. But here I am, a student, and I called this big time fashion executive, and she was so friendly. So never think, hey, that, you know, sometimes we don't get a chance to talk to people directly. Sometimes you have to talk to their assistants and so on. But a lot of people get the messages, and either people decline or people choose to accept and do things. It just so happened I talked to her, and I know it amazed me back then. And she was like, oh, sure, I'll send you out research materials, and that just made my day, and I was doing like an A-plus on my project, on my paper regarding Willie Smith, Willie Ware. So it just made me think, and Anthony probably was working with him or had just finished working with him back then, because so that just made me reminisce. So speaking of Anthony has been sharing a lot of holiday ideas as in the perfect, like the perfect outfit to wear for Thanksgiving Day. And I know a few days ago suggested like the perfect tunic and leggings, you know, because of the tunic, because we love to overindulge, do we not? And so he's been making some very awesome fashion tips. And this weekend he's going to be on HSN presenting on Sunday and Monday, November 24th. And on Monday the 25th, Anthony will be on throughout both those days, from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, Sunday morning, from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time on Sunday evening, and on Monday 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2 to 7 Eastern Standard Time at hsn.com. So definitely don't miss him. He has a YouTube channel. You can follow him on Twitter at Anthony. But back then, Willie Smith was were inspirations to me, and Patrick Kelly, who another one we lost too young that I always wanted to meet. I met some of his family members during his time when he was in Paris and just doing his thing. But he's native of Vicksburg, Mississippi. But there are other designers that I do have the pleasure of networking with and just love it, that I've loved since forever. But, again, Anthony will be on Sunday and Monday on HSN. Check out his new fashions. Some of you that know your lady like Anthony's Fashions, check out. You know, you can order online and from the network while he's presenting. And so that's going to be awesome. Be sure not to miss him because, you know, he'll be sharing how to dress appropriately during this holiday season, also tips on fashion also during this presentation. So since I'm networking with him right now on Facebook as I do the show, I just wanted to share that with you. And let's see, his description of this two-day presentation is that welcome to the new Wild West where the fashions are dangerously cheap and ready to take you from the ranch to the runway. The latest Anthony collection delivers everyday styles that are Western influenced with a contemporary feel. These trendy urban country styles offer a fresh approach on all things French, suede, and button down for a modern cowgirl look. Many pieces have a lovely heirloom quality and mingle an iconic rustic style with comfortable fabrics for uniquely feminine designs for any wardrobe. When combined with the right Western accent, like oversized belt buckles, French purse, or turquoise jewelry, these designs take frontier glam to a new level of style and affordable price. To wrangle your wardrobe, go to AnthonyOriginals.com. All designs will fit women from size 4 to 26W. Get to shopping kicks anytime, 24 hours, 7 days a week when you shop Anthony. And he has a YouTube channel also, so check out Anthony Design Originals, okay? And he will be on HSN. If you're a big lover, supporter of Anthony like I am, check him out. You already know. And if you're wondering, well, who is Anthony and his designs are quality. Man, I have a few Anthony pieces, and I need more. I need a whole wardrobe of nothing but Anthony. But really, check him out because it's always a blast to watch his presentations. They're so fun. And the hosts, they always love whoever they work with, but they really love working with Anthony. It's so obvious. But also, some of you probably say, well, why are you not promoting talking about some of the items with Avon? On tomorrow, I'm going to do a show, and I'm going to talk a lot about Avon products. But I have so many suggestions. Regarding affordable Avon brands, and we have amazing products for the person, the romantic person in your life, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, or someone you're just dating. I mean, amazing ideas. A lot of Avon ladies create baskets. A lot of create baskets and gifts, you know. And I like gift bags. I need to perfect making the gift baskets. But gift bags are awesome. Fill them up with an array of different Avon products. You know, I combine them with, you know, just if you're a person like giving happy bags like I do, mix up like the person's different, like, favorite things in a happy bag. You know, like favorite grooming, beauty products, fragrance, gift sets, like Derek Jeter gift sets, Chris Paul's Unstoppable from Avon, but then maybe put in like a couple favorite CDs, put in some other items. Just make a fun, happy bag with like an array of some of their favorite items, you know. Sometimes we have to get creative with like gift giving, you know, to really perfect it. Honestly. Am I right? Right. Right. And thank you all for listening to the live show and the archive show. That's been on hiatus a couple times. Sometimes I wonder, oh, my God, they're not going to dig the show anymore. But I see you are digging it. And, you know, the ratings are going back up. When I first took the hiatus back in the summertime, the ratings were, like, skyrocketing. You know, why did I take a hiatus? You know, but thank you so much for your support. If you've been listening to the show since March 21st. 2011, or if you're a new listener, okay? Thank you a lot. Sometimes it's commentary. Sometimes have a lot of people on the lines and in the chat room. But, you know, my show is different. Love for more people to call in, but I like chatting in the chat room also. And I do like, thankfully, I have the gift of the gab. So I like doing commentary-style shows also.
You know, and one thing about it, you guys do be listening. I see the stats. So thank you for your support. And those of you that are interested in advertising, please let me know. I need to get with the Blog Talk Radio people by really getting together a really good advertising package for the show. But thank you.
This is Janice Nolan. I'm Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
It's getting talking sports with a fellow Saints fan and a person who likes the Cowboys. I know you guys probably can hear me. Wow. We're definitely going to talk more sports soon. We get into that, man. And hey, you know this person. Hey, females, like females and all. Love sports. You never feel with a person's favorite team or favorite league gear, you know, because I'm thinking I need some NFL gear because I love the NFL, period. NBA, NASCAR, you know, I love that. So my favorite team, cool. But then the league, I love the league. I have favorite players, favorite coaches, favorite executives throughout those respective leagues. So it's so cool to have official like NFL and NBA gear. And so, of course, your significant other would love it if you gave them something that they do not have, representing their favorite league or their favorite team, right? Never lose. So it's complicated, but then it's not complicated. Because I know sometimes we have so many choices also to choose from also, and then different budgets also. So, and sometimes the gift might not be, it might be going to an event, So we're going to talk. This is not the end of us talking about holidays are given on Matters of the Heart Wednesday. I played some a few holiday songs on Monday. I love holiday songs. Wow. Wait a second. I want to play a holiday song, like right now. Like spur of the moment. So I'm going to play Holy Night. Rick Springfield. I did play that on Monday, but I loved it.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voices, all night divine, all night when Christ was born.
Life has been ongoing, and it's definitely a success story. definitely amazing. Dedicated to all the listeners of Cousin Charles Entertainment Voice right here on blogtalkradio.com and those whom I network with in person and online. Never Tear Us Apart. Oh, my God, that group is so amazing. Definitely miss Michael, the lead singer. He's so awesome. Not to mention still good looking, also. yes. Let's see. I'm sounding like Lance, you guys know Dana, filmmaker. Yeah, hopefully he'll pay us a visit real soon to update us on what's been going on regarding his project. Okay, Huffington Post, the live streaming has stopped, but Huffington Post has an article regarding frequently asked questions when it comes to holiday table etiquette. And they're different questions from, you know, regarding etiquette and dealing with different people and so on. But the first question goes as this. Let me make sure that I have it right, because I I had been reading this earlier in the morning, trying to get my screen right, because I'm a fan of paper and pen. My screen doesn't want to X right. Let's see. But I'm definitely sharing. I'm tweeting it out right now. And hopefully once I tweet it out, I'll be able to see my screen better. It's a mother-in-law question. So a mother-in-law always on her cell phone. And the person wrote in and asked, what was the proper way to get the mother-in-law to not talk on the phone when it's time for dinner, for people to bond with one another and be thankful for their meal. So I'm trying to get my screen right so I can really share this article properly. So I found that to get the mother-in-law to put the phone away, and many of us are guilty of that. We're like the mother-in-law. We're keeping up with the Kardashians. Remember when Courtney hid Kim's phone and her computer and all of that? The question goes as this. It says, how can I ask my mother-in-law to put away her phone? And then Huffington Post answers the question by saying it's important to approach the topic with your mother-in-law with kindness and respect. And I guess with any family member, right, but especially with your mother-in-law, perhaps your mother-in-law has gotten into the habit of spending time on her phone out of boredom or the fear of missing an update, unless she is waiting on an urgent call from her son or daughter who is stationed overseas. The general rule at the table should be all cells off. So, you know, to just cover the bases, just let everyone know, you know, I don't know how that'll work, all cells off during the holiday meal. And I'm a person that likes to snap pictures, you know, so I guess that goes for those like me also. It's likely that your mother-in-law is not the only technology offender at the dinner table. Exactly. A brief request to turn all technology off during the holiday meal is not an unreasonable thing to ask. And instead of having a discussion with your mother-in-law, ask your husband to speak privately with her, requesting she participate fully in the dinner conversation. Show respect for fellow guests and setting a good example for her grandchildren. The message would most likely be better received from her son than her daughter-in-law. Exactly. So that is one question. And then there's another question. My husband refuses to be without his cell phone. What should I do? This is question number three. And the answer was that you can only make the request and explain that you are asking for his cooperation to help set the example at the table. What he chooses beyond your request is up to him. And don't suggest embarrassing him or doing something drastic like banning him from his favorite part of the turkey. Unless he's a doctor on call and then the phone should be on vibrate or expecting a life or death phone call, spending quality time together at the dinner table is a nice way to deepen family bonds and build relationships. And then there's another question. My family loves Pinterest. Is it okay to share our Pinterest board around the Thanksgiving table? After you've enjoyed your entree, shared a toast, and enjoyed a delicious dessert, sharing creative DIY holiday ideas is a fun way to spend an afternoon. Rather than doing this at the table, I would recommend you retreat to another part of the house that has a comfortable space for everyone to sit around and exchange your iPods, laptops, and phones. I love Pinterest also. You can follow me at Pinterest at Culture Shop Beth, KulturShokBeth. Then there's a question, would it be appropriate to collect cell phones before my guests take a seat as a fun way to encourage communication? The answer, walking around with a basket and collecting your guest technology may come across as punitive and may potentially put a damper on the holiday spirit. However, nothing puts the tarnish on any meal or cocktail party quicker than a distracted guest on his or her cell phone. It's up to all of us to exercise good holiday manners by paying attention to those around us, turning off technology at the dinner table. And the author of What Matters Most, Thomas P. Farley of What Matters Most, calls to invite you and your family to join our second annual Thanksgiving Unplugged. This is from the writer of the article, Diane Gottman. She says, Thanksgiving Unplugged is a national campaign that she and Thomas P. Farley co-founded in 2012, encouraging young and old to disconnect from technology and reconnect with family and friends around the Thanksgiving dinner table. Take the pledge and download a pledge statement and join us. So you can tweet the author of the etiquette information, Diane Gottman. So that was just a few out of the questions that she shared. I'll share on the other two. Is it okay to give the little ones a PSP to give them quiet at the table? Rather than handing young children technology to keep them quiet, engage them in conversation, and include them in the festivity of the holiday meal. Another option would be to have a kid table set up where young children can all sit together and enjoy their friends and cousins that they may not see but once or twice a year. The answer to the PSP at the table is a resounding no. And then question number two, I knew I did not get a chance to share with you. How long can I expect my 16 and 17-year-old teens to sit at the Thanksgiving table after they have finished their meals? And the answer was, your teens are old enough to be active participants in the table conversation. Encourage them to use this time as an opportunity to interact with family members they normally don't get to see throughout the year. Set them up for success by suggesting topics ahead of time they may want to bring up during the meal. It's good practice for their future success when it comes time for college interviews, speaking with professors, and going to shopping interviews. Every small experience builds confidence. You know what? It's good to balance, especially when you're a teen getting ready to graduate and preparing for college. And speaking from my own experience as a teenager and loving Thanksgiving celebrations, it's good to divide your time with your cousins that are your ages and so on, but then also talk with your uncles and aunts and relatives that are from out of town or those that you rarely get a chance to spend time with. Effective conversation, and especially if you're preparing to graduate and thinking about your career choices, I mean, that's a good time to talk to some of your relatives, and especially if they work in industries that you like, you know, I want to hear about some of their stories, even if they're in a different industry, want to hear about what they've experienced in life and as in preparing or graduating from high school or entering college in those days. And to, you know, it's just good to, like, balance out your interactions with relatives, especially when you're in that age, with your relatives that are your age group, and then also with your older relatives also. And to, you know, to hear and talk about past holidays and also all of their stories of their life also, and to share what your ambitions are. I've always received a lot from those quality conversations during holiday seasons during my lifetime. Very good to experience that. You get a lot of questions answered also. Honestly, you do. You know, do's and don'ts. Well, I'm not going to do that, or yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. You know, you never know what comes out of it. And so on. You really don't. So I agree with that. That's pretty cool. And then that's important. So that's dealing with, like, you know, those are some good questions and some good answers regarding holiday table etiquette. So I'm just trying to conclude the show, but we're going to continue on. And I know we always talk about preparations and cleaning up, and I've been doing some cleaning myself and so on. Here's one from the San Francisco Chronicle. in regards to office holiday etiquette. I take that paper out often. Okay. Office holiday etiquette, and this is published on the 14th, at fgate.com. And the author Leo Garstchik shares that it's almost Thanksgiving, the season of enforcement merriment is tipping at our toes. 9 to 5, the fun is relentless, intensive holiday office behavior. Now, hear this, boss. The flu shot does not a Christmas bonus make. It's permissible to string messages of holiday greetings around your desk, but it's tacky to include. Mass mailed ones, and it reeks of desperation to print out the e-cards and post them. So I'm sharing this on Facebook and on Twitter and all, because this is a good good tips regarding office holiday etiquette. Okay, volunteer to decorate the Christmas tree in the lobby to earn an extra drink ticket at the holiday party. Toss every peppermint into the level of a Halloween candy in the bowl on your desk does not qualify as a generous gesture. Revenge may be a dish best served cold, but not lattes, which should, like minced meat pie, be barred from the workplace. Do not use company mailroom to FedEx grandma her iron. As a matter of fact, she'd rather have lingerie. The soap in the ladies' room has been set aside for employees who have the vapors and it's not approved area for on the job crochet. Even the gift exchange is hours away, and the pot holder is as yet without a loop for hanging. So that was somewhat of a, you know, somewhat humorous. And that's Leah Garchik, San Francisco Chronicle columnist. You can email her at lgarchik, G-A-R-C-H-I-K, at sfchronicle.com, and she's on Twitter at Leah Garchik. I know. So I'm just having some clues that I wanted to share a little bit more. I'm going to share an interesting YouTube video that I found too regarding the perfect guide also. Okay, I'm going to share a couple more and then conclude the program. Match.com has information regarding the etiquette of holiday gift giving. So they should definitely know, shouldn't they? And this is written by a writer at Match.com by the name of Liz Ingram. And she says, the etiquette of holiday love. Everyone knows that the holidays can be a stressful time, but when you're dating or new to a relationship, the month of December can be possibly nerve-wracking. Do I get my new sweetie a gift? How big? How small? Do I meet this person's family? How should I behave at the office holiday party? And she goes on to say that, let me help you out. I'm a certified etiquette and protocol consultant and the author of 9 books on those topics. And she says that, let me help you navigate the tricky waters of gift giving and dating etiquette at the holidays. Question number one, how do I handle holiday gifts when you just start dating someone? This depends entirely on how serious you've become. Have you gone exclusive already, or is he your fallback date when you haven't got anything better to do? If you don't yet have plans to see each other during the month of December, I might skip the gift altogether. It would be awkward to break out a wrapped gift when you see each other in January. However, add that person to your holiday card list. If you do have a date or set for some time during December, you'll like to give this person a small gift. I would give him or her a heads up that you're planning to present a little something. You can say something like, I just want you to know that one of my favorite things to do at the holiday is to buy people gifts. And even though we've only been dating a short time, I got you something and I was hoping to give it to you when I see you next Friday. You can communicate this information in a phone call or email. This will help you avoid ambushing someone who hasn't gotten you anything in return. Exactly. As far as what to buy or how much to spend, about $20 would be fine. That should be enough to buy a CD or books you think your date will enjoy. And then the next question is, the person I started dating last month has invited me to share Christmas dinner with his family. I like to go because I enjoy his company, but I don't know if this will send a serious relationship message to him when I'm still dating around. Bringing someone home for the holidays can be quite a big deal. I can easily see how his family might get the wrong impression when you show up. So you have no intention of becoming a serious person yet and have politely declined a dinner invitation. I don't think you need to get deep and serious about why you're declining, because who knows, down the line you may want to share a future Christmas dinner with this man and his family. Simply thank him graciously, let him know that you're unavailable and make plans for your next post-Christmas date. New Year's Eve is fast approaching, and my new boyfriend hasn't asked me out for that night yet, and this is another question. Would it be out of line for me to ask him out for New Year's Eve instead? Absolutely not. Men love it when women take the initiative. Call or email him and find out what his plans are. A casual, hey, do you have any plans for New Year's Eve? I heard about something that sounds really fun, would do the trick. If he's a last-minute kind of guy, tell him you'd like to nail something down for the two of you to do before all dinner reservations fill up, or whatever else it is you had in mind to do. If he hems and hawls about committing to a New Year's Eve date, give him a deadline and let you know if he's interested in being with you. And if he doesn't get back to you, make plans with your girlfriends instead. By the way, if come February you find yourself dateless again on Valentine's Day, then it's probably time to face up to a simple fact. This guy may not be the right person for you to be calling your boyfriend. Then the next question is, my girlfriend gave me an obviously expensive gift for Hanukkah, and I got her something quite small. Do I need to run out and get her something else substantial? No, you sure don't. A lame gift won't end a better relationship, but too big a gift might. Says Tina B., test me, PhD, a psychotherapist and author of If It Ends With You, Grow Up and Out of Dysfunction. Since her gift made you feel uncomfortable, this could be a red flag that you and your new girlfriend are not on the same relationship page. So instead of running out to buy her a last-minute gift, reflect on this. You may want to sit down and talk about where you guys are in the realm of dating and commitment and where you both see the relationship going. And then there's the question, my office Christmas party is coming up, and there's a female coworker I've been flirting with lately. Should I ask her to go out with me? The answer, not necessarily. An office holiday party might be a convenient way to have a first date with this colleague, but before you ask her out, find out first what the unwritten party protocol is. if dating a coworker is even allowed. See if single and married colleagues have brought their support into the past. Is it a party with that kind of vibe? Often, an office party is a fact more like any meeting you might have in a large conference room, except that everyone is dressed nicely and holding a glass of eggnog. As people who have been to these events in years past and describe them for you, it's more meeting like you should expect business as usual, professional behavior at this celebration. That doesn't mean that you can't ask to get her a glass of punch, but I wouldn't make it a big deal or a date. Also, keep in mind that if it is a bring-a-date kind of party, find the best occasion to express your interest in a coworker. Asking her to go with you would mean the two of you are presenting yourself as a couple to the entire office. And with Shirley said, Thomas Wagon, probably not the date you want your first date to have. That said, there's nothing wrong with continuing your flirtation at the party, and if you work in a kind of loose casual office where the holiday party is often for lots of partying and wild dancing, then kick it up a notch and see if you can forge a stronger connection. And then the next question is, even though I know that my new boyfriend put a lot of thought into choosing my Christmas gift, I don't like it. Can I return it? The answer, normally I'm of the belief that once a gift is yours, you're free to do with what you want you please. Whether it be return it, sell it on eBay, donate it to charity, or toss in the trash. However, you're in a new relationship, and you should know that your boyfriend made an effort to buy you a great gift, and he missed the mark. So what? You should be thrilled that he wanted to please you by finding you something that he thought was the perfect gift. Keep the gift, appreciate the sentiment, and from here on in, get really good at dropping hints about what you like. I spend also much time browsing such as a store. I want to have a store paying rent. Do you know anyone else who goes to Starbucks as often as I do should do the trick? Then there's, I like to get my girlfriend every few months of pajamas for the holidays. Good idea or bad? It all depends is the answer. Has your relationship become exclusive or monogamous yet? If not, and she's made it clear that she's not ready to take it to that level now, then you need to hold off giving that kind of gift. Otherwise, she's probably going to feel pressure. I love PJs. I design PJs. If you have become as exclusive already, and Avon has awesome PJs, if you have become exclusive already, then buying her something tasteful to wear on a holiday morning would be a lovely gift. But yeah, get her a gift certificate and ask her to go shopping with her at the holidays so you can get a better sense of what she likes and dislikes. That would be an item that's fun and amazing for both of you. I agree. And did I not say that earlier? Also, going shopping together, this window shopping is good. My girlfriend, a couple of years, clearly wants a pricey gift, but I'm not comfortable spending that much at this stage of a relationship. How should I handle this? The answer to that question, I gotta say, I believe honesty is the best policy. That has shrugged off her none to stumble hints. You need to let her know that while you appreciate her, letting you know the kind of gifts you like, you're not comfortable spending that kind of money. Dr. Teshna suggests being a bit cheeky with your response, such as, hon, I know you want a Tiffany diamond this Christmas, but I think you should have saved the money for a next vacation. If you let her know you're thinking of her future, to get your future together and do so with a little much bit humor, says Dr. Teshna, then she'll take the disappointment better. If she doesn't like your answer and it's out because of it, you may not want to be in a relationship with someone who puts so much emphasis on money spent and equates it with feelings of affection. And the last but not least question is, I'm Christian and my guy's Jewish. It's been the first night of Hanukkah with his family. However, he doesn't want to let on that he's dating someone who isn't Jewish. So he's asked me not to bring up my religion and basically sidestep any questions about the holidays. And I don't feel right about this, but I don't want to cause a lot of tension. What should I do? And then the answer is, who could blame you for not feeling right about this? He's been in a very uncomfortable situation. However, he knows his family, and they're really set on his marrying a nice Jewish girl. You two need to have a talk before Hanukkah. Says Dr. Teshna, if you don't feel serious enough to yet really get into a religious question or haven't come up with an answer, then go as a friend, such as Dr. Teshna. Does bringing a girl home for Hanukkah as a friend might raise a few eyebrows and inspire some questions. So be prepared to defend your religious friends or tell them that you're thinking would be more stressful than enjoyable, encourage him to go alone. However, if you're ready to tell the family your relationship with spirits, you need to resolve the question about how you're going to handle your religious differences. This is for your own sake as well as for dealing with family, as Dr. Tesla. And it's a bad idea to wait until we have kids to resolve a question like this. Pitting a person's religion against another, getting the issue out in the open before it gets you in trouble, is a path to take. Again, Leah Ingram is a gift and etiquette expert and author of everything etiquette book and gifts any kind. You can get your year-round advice from her at her website at giftsandetiquette.com, and this is from Natch.com. But that right there, that goes into, like, when there's a big age difference. Also, but religion, that is something right there. And then during the holiday season, that is something. And then with age difference, too. You know, recently I had a friend express that, you know, they like me, but it's the age difference. And, you know, I had to express and put into consideration that, you know, how we're certain people react to that age difference. And it's something that people have to, you know, deal with. You have to look at the pros and cons of situations. You know, really, you do. And I believe that is that right now. But, yeah, so different religious beliefs, because sometimes people will, you know, yeah, you know, will she convert or will it be an inter-religious relationship? You know, we talk a lot about inter-religious relationships and marriages here on the show, interracial, there's age differences, and so on. So, yeah. But like one of my friends pointed out last night on Facebook that when people are two different races, you're all of one race, a human race. And when I first met Tony Brown, the journalist, back in 91, that's something that one of the first things that he pointed out to me, that we're all of one race, the human race. What's this about all these different races? But that all of those questions and answers were amazing, and I hope they can help you out also. But I'll be sharing and posting other stuff, and that's a discussion that we'll continue on as long with preparing for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's Eve, and Valentine's is right behind. The ringing of the new year also, but not before Martin Luther King celebration, I know this. Friday will be my mother's 82nd birthday, and so that show is scheduled for morning. And so looking forward to having a fun time and also sharing. And I'm going to get my notes together and share recipes for baking the perfect turkey, making giblet gravy, and dressing. Mother's skeptical about sharing her dressing recipe. She's very skeptical. She don't want to give out her recipe. But she's going to, but I'll be sharing the dressing recipe, baking that, baking that perfect turkey. Turkey should be more delicious, full of flavor. And so share the turkey recipe, giblet gravy, and the dressing. And, you know, we've shared it with you before, squash casseroles and lemon icebox pie and so on. So that's a good thing. But looking forward to Friday's show on AM. And Saturday's show, we'll be talking about Small Business Saturday, which will be November the 30th, the day after Black Friday. There's Black Friday, which Thanksgiving is a combination of Black Friday, right? Because Black Friday is going to be all over Thanksgiving. And also we have Cyber Monday. But Saturday is Small Business Saturday, which is sponsored by American Express. So coming up Saturday, we're going to talk about Small Business Saturday, okay? One of my favorite shows, Your Business, who does awesome stories regarding Small Business Saturday, that they're having a special show, too, on Sunday. But again, thank you for tuning in to the program. It is time to conclude the program. So Friday, we'll talk a lot of things. You know, of course, we're going to talk about the sports, right? We'll talk about a lot of good topics. Headed back to the studio, hoping to end the way we began. Yeah, Friday show is called My Mama's 82nd Birthday, plus 1 week from Black Friday. So we'll be talking about Thanksgiving and Black Friday. But I will broadcast tomorrow also. So it's not on schedule yet, but it will be on schedule. We'll talk more about holiday gift giving and shopping and what Avon products are hot and popular and new, the new ones, and then there are the favorites. We all have favorites, don't we? So we'll talk about those also. But I scheduled it, so I'm not sure what time I will schedule it to air, but it's not on schedule yet, but it will be, okay? So I thank you dearly for your love and your support. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday. For the Shock Entertainment Reports, I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you.